Thanks, everybody. Isn't it a wonderful time of year? Is it me or is the whole city just twinkling? Okay, there's my Christmas cheer divided amongst yourselves. Can I have some coffee, please?
Coming right up. Just made a fresh pot.
Ooh, fresh coffee. Who had December in the pool?
Well, I can't wait for Christmas. I'm going to go out shopping and then curl up in front of a roaring fire with this great new guy.
What guy?
I don't know. That's what I'm shopping for.
I'm with John. I'm dreading Christmas this year. Amanda and I are spending the holiday with my Nana, who affectionately refers to Amanda as that little whore.
Now, I can beat that. Louis is cooking Christmas dinner again this year.
That sounds nice.
Last year, the turkey exploded. Oh, you know that little bag of giblets? Shot out of the kitchen, ricocheted off the credenza, and knocked out the cat.
Well, that's a walk in the park compared to spending Christmas with my mom at the home. Believe me, when death takes a holiday, that's where we go.
Well, maybe you'd all feel differently about Christmas if you stopped whining about your own lives and tried to help someone less fortunate.
Reg, look around you. By the time you find someone less fortunate, it'll be Easter.
I'm talking about these Dear Santa letters from underprivileged kids. The post office gives them out so that people can grant them their wishes.
Oh, why do that? You know, you're just giving the kids false hopes. 20 years from now, they're going to be bitter because some do-gooder didn't fix the rest of their lives.
Is that what happened to Dr. Becker?
It would explain a lot.
You know what, Reg? I'll take one.
Me too.
I'll have one.
Yeah, give me one. Thanks.
John!
I was gonna take it.
Oh, my kid wants a robot.
And my little girl wants a doll.
This kid just wants a card.
Let me see that.
All right, fine. You know, I'll get him the damn CD player he wants. But,
you know, something, what I ought to do is give him something to prepare him for the future. You know, an apron, a hairnet, and a spatula.
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry, Reg. Yeah, sorry.
Doctor's office. Hi, Daddy. Oh, you're coming for Christmas? That's great. What? Oh, why do you have to bring your slutty new girlfriend? And doesn't she mind when you call her that? All right. I'll see you on Christmas.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but there's a naked guy standing out there wearing nothing but a Santa hat.
Count your blessings. He used to be standing in here. So, you took a nice long lunch. Did you at least buy a gift for your kid?
Huh? Oh, right. The poor kid. No, I'm going to wait until the last minute, you know, when all the stores have their sales. What's up here?
Okay. A little girl ate a whole gingerbread house. A lady stepped on a broken ornament. What? And some guy threw out his back hauling fruitcakes.
Oh, boy. You know, I'd hate to be a delivery guy this time of year.
Actually, he's an ambulance driver from Bellevue.
All right, what can I do for you, Mr. Ellison?
Doc, I need something for gas.
I'm gonna have to examine you, because gas can be a symptom of something more serious.
Oh, it's serious, all right, but it's not me. See, it's my boss. We're two halves of a reindeer.
You're the wrong half?
Why are you laughing? It's not funny. I need something that I can drop in my boss's eggnog, or I'm gonna die.
No, you can't just slip him something like that. You're going to either have to tell him or live with it.
As I may have mentioned, I'm going to die.
Well, I'm sorry. But hey, look on the bright side here. A couple of hours with your nose in your boss's butt, you might get a promotion.
Yeah, real funny, Doc. Real damn funny.
You know, Reg, that was a great idea answering those kids' letters.
Oh, what'd you get?
I don't know. The department store was so crowded, I just grabbed whatever I could and got the hell out of there. What did I get?
A Game Boy and a strainer.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I got my kid a robot. It walks, it talks, and it picks stuff up. Which is already one more thing than Lewis does.
I not only got my kid the Barbie doll, but I got her a whole wardrobe, the beach house, the pink Corvette. The little plastic bimbo's living better than I am.
Hey, guys.
So, John, did you buy your gift yet?
Yeah, for your information, I got it like 3 days ago.
Oh, really? What did you get?
Yeah, I've been really busy, Margaret.
I can't believe you took that letter and you're not gonna send that kid anything. That kid's gonna wake up Christmas morning thinking that Christmas is a giant sham.
It is a sham. So when you think about it, I just gave that kid the gift of truth, which is, you know, way too big to wrap.
Oh, save it, John. I already bought him a CD player. It's wrapped and on your desk. All you have to do is address it and mail it.
Wow. Boy, it really does feel good to give, doesn't it?
Now my mother's coming for Christmas, and she's bringing her boyfriend. I don't know why she's bringing into my house. It's not like I have a pool to clean.
Yeah, David just has a cold. A few days in bed, he'll be fine. Bye-bye.
Well, I tell you, we need more patience like that at Christmas. Calm, not going crazy, just taking the holiday in stride.
You mean kids?
No, Jews. Hey, you know what? If this is it, why don't you take the rest of the day off?
A whole hour early? With pay?
Ah. Well, hey, you know, what the hell? Yeah. Merry Christmas, Margaret.
Merry Christmas, John.
Hey, did I hear something about people leaving early?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, take off, Lynn. Oh, do me a favor, though, will you? If you go by a post office, mail this for me. Here's the address.
It's too late to mail anything. The post office is closed.
Oh. Well, I tried.
If you really want that little boy to get his gift, you could drive it out to his house.
Are you nuts? He lives out in Queens. That's not just time. That's tolls.
You know, Dr. Becker, by taking that letter, you made a promise to that child, and you should keep it. It's the right thing to do.
Why do I have to go out to Queens? This is the Bronx. I could throw this out a window and hit a poor kid.
Right thing to do, my ass.
Excuse me.
Go away.
I need a ride into Queens. You're going over the bridge?
Does it look like I'm going anywhere?
Listen, if you had another passenger, you could use the carpool lane.
Well, it is cold out there.
Thanks. My car broke down. Oh, I've been out there freezing for an hour. You're the first person to even talk to me, let alone help me. I gotta tell you, when a stranger goes out of his way...
Yeah.
Ah, I love this one. Bum, 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 bum.
So where is this carpool lane?
Actually, you're already in it. I just thought I'd help you avoid a ticket.
Ma. G47.
Bingo!
I'm sorry, Ma. Did I wake you?
Bobby. Come over here. That wasn't nice. Now give me a kiss. So what the hell are you doing here?
It's Christmas, Mom. Don't pretend like you don't know. A cigarette? Are you crazy? You can't smoke in here. That's an oxygen tank.
Relax. It's not lit. But if they ever tell me I have 5 minutes to live, I don't want to waste it looking for a cigarette.
All right, fine. So, where is it? Where's my gift?
I didn't have time to shop this year.
What?
Relax. I'm yanking your chain. Yeah, Merry Christmas, doll.
Oh, man, it's a police car.
Well, I know you love cars.
And it's got a remote control. Ma, these are really expensive. You shouldn't have.
Ah, forget it. It fell off a truck. Enjoy.
Thanks, Ma.
You bet.
Mwah. Okay. Now you have to open yours.
Fancy bed. Ooh.
It's perfume. The saleswoman at the store says it gets rid of that old lady smell.
Bobby, come over here. That wasn't nice. Now give me a kiss. Mwah.
Can I try it?
Well, I can't return it.
This is so cool. Code blue! Code blue! Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, look at that. It's starting to snow. And on Christmas Eve, how's that for a miracle?
Those are ashes from the car fire up ahead.
Still, it's a beautiful night. So quiet, so peaceful.
And move it, you jackass!
I guess it's hard to be patient. We've all got some place to be. I mean, I'm supposed to meet up with a couple old college buddies, but I guess we'll all just get there when we get there. The important thing is to be grateful for all the goodness.
Oh, you know, that's it. That's, you know, I'm gonna go see what the hell's taking so long.
You mind if I listen to Christmas music while you're gone?
Actually, that'd be the best time to listen to Christmas music.
Okay, Ma. It's officially after dinner. Now, you know what that means.
What does that mean?
May I?
May you what?
Come on, Ma. Don't pretend like you don't know. We have to dance. It's our Christmas tradition.
All right. I'm coming. This is so nice.
Yeah, it is, Mom.
Yeah.
Shall we dip?
Yeah, why not? Just a second.
You ready?
Go for it. You know, honey, this really tired me out. I gotta rest up for my date.
Really? You got a date? With who?
Mr. Bellows across the hall. We're gonna watch Midnight Mass from St. Peter's.
Directly across the hall?
Yeah.
I get the feeling he'll be getting to St. Peter's a little early.
Fine. He can wait for me for a change. Bobby, thanks for coming over.
You know, Ma, I just want to tell you, I'm really going to turn things around this year. I can just feel it.
Oh, honey, I'm proud of you just the way you are.
Thanks, Ma.
Now, who's my best little boy?
Me.
Who's me?
Bobby.
And what is Bobby?
I'm your best little boy. I love you, Ma.
I love you too, babe. Merry Christmas, Bobby.
Merry Christmas, Ma.
Well, I finally got the burning car hooked up to the tow truck. Now the tow truck's on fire.
That's great. The guy takes off and leaves a classic car just sitting here. Where's my gift? My son of a bitch ripped me off. I can't believe that. Yeah, all right. Oh, come on, lady. Put your finger away. It's Christmas.
Oh, hey, guys. How are your holidays?
An old black lady, an Asian girl, and a blind guy got into a bar fight. And no, I'm not telling you a joke. I'm describing Christmas morning.
Mine wasn't much better. I spent Christmas with my cousin Audrey and her son. Cute kid, but he's got like 17 different personalities.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, on the plus side, one of them's a 38-year-old lawyer, and he said he'd call. He won't.
So, Bob, how was your Christmas at the home?
Horrible. Old people complaining, lousy food. My mom thinks I'm like 10 years old. She got me a remote control car.
What, like a little race car?
No, this was like a really cool police cruiser with lights and a siren. It was pathetic.
You're awfully quiet, Becker. But if that's my Christmas present, thank you. It's what I've always wanted.
I may have witnessed a miracle.
What are you talking about?
Well, something weird happened to me on Christmas Eve, and I have no other explanation for it. I was on my way to give that kid his gift, right? And I got stuck in traffic, and this guy came up to the car. He asked me for a ride. I said, okay.
Oh, my God.
You help someone?
That's not the story.
Hello, everyone. Hey. Just tea, please, Rich.
Coffee for me, please.
In a minute, guys. Go ahead, Becker.
Well, it turns out the guy I picked up stole everything out of my car, including that kid's gift. But now the weird thing is, when I got to work this morning, I had this thank you note from the kid's mom. But, you know, there's no way that gift could have gotten there. It didn't have an address on it.
Then how'd he get it?
I think that's the point of my story, Jake. And there was no return address either. So how did she know where to send the thank you card?
So this guy you picked up, who was he?
I don't know. He was just a stranger, you know. Came out of nowhere and then disappeared into nowhere. And he was creepy, you know, all happy.
Do you have any idea where he went?
No. Yeah, he said he was going to go to Queens to see two of his friends from college.
Three college guys, huh? Sort of like the three wise men.
Was there a star burning in the east?
No. But there was a Buick on fire. And in the eastbound lane.
Look, how long are you stuck out there?
I don't know. It didn't clear up until after midnight.
It came upon a midnight clear.
Wow, maybe you're right. Maybe it was a miracle.
No. There's got to be another word for it. I mean, just hearing you say it, it sounds so crazy. I can't believe I said it. God damn it. Something was going on out there. I mean, who was that guy?
Maybe he was an angel, or the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, but if what happened really was what she said, then, you know, it calls into question everything I've ever believed in or not believed in. Maybe it was a sign. Maybe I need to start being different, you know, better. Yeah. Oh, hey, listen, if I forgot to say this a couple of days ago, Merry Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. Hey, Jake, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Oh, stop it!
What?
As tempting as it is to have you walk out of here a believer, this is not the way it's supposed to happen. I mail the gift.
Excuse me?
Oh, I knew you wouldn't mail it on time, so I did it for you.
But you left it on my desk.
I left a gift for you on your desk.
For me? What was it?
Did you open it?
No.
Then it was a very expensive watch.
So wait a minute. All that really happened here was I did a good deed for some guy on Christmas Eve, and he turned around and robbed me.
Oh, I know. It's terrible, John.
No, it's wonderful. Yeah, I always thought Christmas sucked. Now I have proof. Hey, yeah, move it, Tiny Tim. I don't have all day.
You had to tell him.